Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel, because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the streets.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really do appreciate the time you guys spend with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting. And listen, you getting ready for Amateur's Night? Huh? Yeah, it's my. I love it. My dad used to call it that. And he was so right. Now, come on, some of you know. You know exactly what I mean by that, right? I mean, it's really interesting. I got to have some fun with this. Or, you know, this is all for naught, right? No, seriously. He used to call it Amateur's Night. One of the reasons behind it was like, you know, everybody goes out, used to go out, and the first thought process was, you know, you got to get blasted, right? You got to get roasted. You want to tell all those stories at work in a couple of days. If your hangover goes by that quick, anyway. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you're spending with us here on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Now, the other thing behind this, too, right, is we really have to think about supporting each other. It's getting harder and harder and harder out there. And that's why I say to you, right, is go ahead and head over to MyPillow.com. I know some of you are like, okay, you say this every time. Of course I do. We're supposed to be supporting each other. We're supposed to be making sure that we're you know, if you like what you hear, you like the show, then come on. Support the show. The way you can do that, because, you know, I appreciate the donations. I really do. But really what I'd love to see is support some of the people that some of the sponsors of the show. MyPillow.com, promo code Joe. You'll save 30 to 70%. I say this to you all the time. And you know, some of you would jump on board with it. MyPillow.com, you save 30 to 70%. And you know, if you don't like the product, then you just return it. It's really that simple. Not that hard. Pillows, sheets, mattresses, mattress covers, all of that fun stuff. Anyway, MyPillow.com, promo code Joe. All right. Biden's threatening, I love this, I just love this. They don't want to do their job, but they don't want anybody else doing their job, right? I mean, seriously. So the DOJ now is threatening to sue Texas over the anti-illegal immigration law. And Abbott says, hey, come on, bring it on. We're ready for it. You're not doing your job. We're allowed to protect ourselves. It's in the Constitution. It's in our state constitution. It's in the federal constitution. So bring it on. And again, there are other state laws where they can grab these illegals and throw them in jail for a very long time. They don't have to. Look, Joe Arpaio had the right idea. Get my drift? Do it that way. Now, Thursday, the DOJ threatened to sue Texas if it moves forward with a new anti-illegal immigration law. It was signed by Governor Greg Abbott, but the Republican governor says he's prepared to take this fight all the way to the Supreme Court. Now, he signed the legislation, SB4, this month. It allows law enforcement to arrest illegal immigrants and allows state judges to order them removed from the country. Now, in a letter to Abbott, you know, just drop them all in D.C. If he wants them and he thinks they should be here, let them have them. In a letter to Abbott, first reported by the Houston Chronicle, the Department of Justice says it will pursue all appropriate legal remedies to ensure that Texas doesn't get in the way of them trying to allow every illegal human possible on the planet to come into Texas. Yeah, that was mine, not his. Right? The letter says that the law intrudes into a field that is occupied by federal government. Yeah, but the problem is, real simple. The federal government is not doing it, and it's causing harm to that state. It is so problematic that even the Democrat mayors have had it and going after the administration. Now, what they're citing is a Supreme Court ruling of 2012, U.S. versus Arizona, which found that the federal government has the power to enforce immigration, period. Now, Abbott's office said the Texas was prepared to go to the nation's highest court in defense of the legislation. And seriously? To protect Texans. They have a right to do that. You know, Biden's open door policy. Again, think about this. They're wrestling with 12,000 to 13,000 people a day coming in. That's impossible. It's impossible. And that's just at one or two places. How many do we not catch? President Biden's deliberate. They're deliberate in allowing these borders open. You can't tell me any different. They say it's working. It's really funny because they always say our border policies are working. Well, what is your border policy? Leave it open, let them in? Some of these people are getting slips to appear to court, or to appear in court in 2028. Hello? 2028. You think they're going to come back? So, at all, you really think they're going to come back? I think you need to go, you know, again, this is, when you look at everything around this, this is deliberate. They're doing it this way on purpose, and you know what the outcome you're looking for. Show me seeing your host, don't go far, a lot more coming up with Alfonso Rachel, right after the break.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. $1,000. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Like, get involved, get engaged, keep yourself informed so you know where to move, how quickly to move should you have to move. I mean, seriously, when you see what's happening in New York, San Francisco, and, you know, San Francisco, I mean, another, let me just get in mind. Alfonso Rachel joins me as he does. Always appreciate his time with me. We lovingly refer to him as Zoe. He is the host of the Zoloft, the Anti-Funny Duddy Bible Study, and the Zopian Den. And look, he's just sitting there. Look, it's so cool. Like, you must have the air conditioner on.
Don't need it, man. It's cold. It got down into the, it got below freezing here this morning.
Did it really? It's Texas.
I know, and it's south of like where we are. It's like south of California. I mean, south of like even like the low desert. But yeah, it's cold. It's hot, you know, where we are, you know, but it gets cold too.
Yeah, well, you know, I was just with a story before you came on about your governor, Governor Abbott, and, you know, they're sending planes and buses all over the country, which, look, I'm really digging it because I'm saying to myself, you know, these guys were screaming about how inhumane we were, how bad we were, we didn't care about these people, and how dare we leave them out in the cold. I don't know, last I saw in New York City, they're sleeping out in the streets in front of very expensive hotels, and now those hotels are trying to make ends meet, and it's just one thing after another with these people. But the DOJ is talking about going after Abbott to make Texas keep them in his state and not deport them and not arrest them or anything like that, which I think is hilarious. It's like, so you want us to ignore the law, right? And they talk about the inhumane situations that Abbott has created by putting, let me see, he put up razor wire at one point at one of the checkpoints, and he put up that floating buoy system where they couldn't get past it. And DOJ is saying, well, that's so dangerous, they could get caught up in it, and he's creating a problem where he's going to be killing people. And I'm going, well, if you stop inviting them over, they won't try to get by. So what do you say as a caring, compassionate Christian man?
Well, trying to force Texas to be a sanctuary state ain't it. These other states, these other locations that are sanctuary spots, it ain't working out too good for them. And yeah, as a Christian man, let us edify those who keep trying to say that. Jesus and Christians are all about, is about building bridges, not walls. It's like, man, I don't know of in the Bible where there's like this emphasis on the Lord building bridges, but there's lots of walls in there. Deportation like started like in the Garden of Eden. It's like, yo, Adam, get out. And not only did God like kick them out or have them deported, he had gates. Yes, there was gates. And he positioned a border patrol at them gates. And not only did he position border patrol at the gates, he had them operating a flipping flaming drone sword that went back and forth. And if anybody tried to get, I mean, you think floating razor wire is bad. Imagine being faced off with a floating drone sword, right? A flaming one, right? So anybody who tried to sneak up in the garden would get butchered if they tried to get back into the garden. That was like, that's in the first pages of the Bible when people started to say that God doesn't make gates. Jesus himself said, look, man, if you try to ease up into my sheep pen without coming through the front gate, which is me, I'm going to call you a criminal. And I have trespassers shot. So this is Jesus. Anyway, Joe.
Did I press a button of some kind? Apparently. Did you see that pastor on CNN last week who said that Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, they were refugees. They were unwanted in their area. They went through all this stuff, you know, and I'm going, this is a guy with a collar on. People are listening to him and believing what he has to say. And you're going, this is a fight that the left has used, or the unchurched, the unlearned, whatever you want to call them, heathens, I don't care, whatever you want to call them, have used for years. They were not refugees, okay? They were called back for what we would refer to as a census, a count of the people, right? The town got sold. By the way, that was a Jewish family, right? Going back to Bethlehem, not Palestine, I know, just saying. And so anyway, they got called back. And when you have that many people in town, the hotels were not a room, right?
Yeah. Yeah, and you know the thing is, and they've been trying. You got these woke, you know, so-called Bible scholars been trying to say that stuff for years, man. And the thing is, okay, so having to flee to Egypt, right? They fled to Egypt because Herod was going to kill them, right? But the thing is, they need to understand that Herod himself is a client king. He's under occupation, and the territories that they went to is also under occupation. So them going to Egypt is basically like me going from California to Arizona. You can cross the border in this territory, man. It doesn't mean that you're going into other territory illegally. It's still under this occupation. So to try to say that this is like the same thing, is dude, it's not even the same boat. It's not even the same ocean.
You know, that was the other thing, too. That's what they kept saying. And they went to an occupied land. You're going, okay. You know, we could do this all day. You want to draw parallels and, right? I mean, seriously.
Yeah.
But because he was a man of the cloth, you know, the two CNN commentators, they go, oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, it's true. That's right. Right? Yeah, right? And you want to sit there, oh, my God, just slam your forehead against the desk. You'll look better. You look like idiots right now.
Yeah, oh, man. And unfortunately, there's a lot of people, man, who pay credence to that kind of stuff, man. And, yeah, it just doesn't work.
I'm sorry.
I mean, it works for them. It's wonders for them.
Well, it makes them feel better about their ignorance.
Yes. Yeah. That's the way to put it, man. That's it right there.
Well, I can see that. You know, Jesus, they actually had to go hang out in a barn because it was they were hiding from the occupier. Yeah, that was it. Come on, we can rewrite this whole thing right now, and probably make good money at it.
Exactly. And, you know, the thing is, they want to try to call us cruel. It's like, no, the places where they're running from are cruel, dude. Folks, I mean, you liberals, I mean, seriously, man. It's that, think about it. You keep trying to say that, you know, Islam is a religion of peace and all that sort of stuff. And then you want to accuse us of being mean because these refugees are trying to escape oppression and all this sort of stuff. It's like, what oppression? I thought you said Islam is a religion of peace. And I thought these governments are so great and wonderful to their people. You know, well, why don't they take care of them? Why are you blaming us?
Yeah, don't you love that too? That, you know, that we're so bad, we're so oppressive, we're so nasty here, but yet they're all running here. What are they running here for?
Yeah,
if we're so nasty.
We're not running out of here, risking our lives to leave this place.
Oh yeah, see me get. I didn't see you get on a rowboat or something to try to get out of here. Your rickety old thing that floating across, just
right?
Amazing. So I don't know. I know but it is true. It's kind of like the idiocy, the stuff that they talk about. They don't really see it right in front of their face, and they don't really see it. No, you know, bridge out ahead. Well, I don't know. I went across that bridge 10 years ago. I know it's there. So anyway, all right. We'll be back in a minute. Don't go far. A lot more coming up.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. That's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You
USA News Update. A migrant caravan en route to the U.S. has crossed into southern Mexico. Thousands of migrants from Central and South America entering the Mexican state of Chiapas. More U.S. dollars headed to Ukraine. The State Department announcing a $250 million Ukraine military aid package yesterday. The last one the U.S. will give Ukraine until Congress approves the Biden administration's funding requests. Former President Trump celebrating a legal victory in Michigan, where that state's Supreme Court has ruled against keeping him off the election ballot. The group suing is also suing to do the same in Minnesota and Oregon. Gypsy Rose Blanchard has been released from prison after serving 8 years for persuading her now ex-boyfriend to kill her mother. Corey Myers, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I mean, this is just more and more. Maine just took Donald Trump off the ballot, the primary ballot. So much for trust in the people, right? Remember Nancy Pelosi? I trust the people. Well, they don't trust the people anymore. Matter of fact, the problem is they're petrified of the people and the amount of people that might be coming out to vote for Trump. Whether you like him or not, or don't like him or not, you're seeing that deep state that I never really believed in before. Seriously. You're seeing the scum of the government now come to the surface and to show you they want total control. They want you to get in line. And if you're not going to get in line their way, they're going to do it by manipulating things like the ballot and what have you. Right? And now, what's her name? Shanna Bellows. She just removed Trump from the ballot in Maine. And she and their comment was Americans only have a fundamental constitutional right to vote. Think about that for a minute. Let's bring in, I can see it on your face, dude. But let's bring in Alfonso Rachel, the beloved one referred to as Zoe, bringing a little common sense to the communication. You only have a fundamental constitutional right to vote. That's like, I don't know if you remember, you were still living here when Governor Nuisance, he comes out and he says, the Constitution says you have a right to have a gun, but it doesn't say anything about ammunition. Like, wait a minute. See? I'm going. Now, how many joints does it take to get that stupid?
Man.
They That's are constantly mentally working and taking your rights away.
Right? Oh, man, it's nonstop, too, man. They are their father, the devil, man, and we know the devil is also called Beelzebub. And you can't get it, his name means Lord of the Flies, right? Which means that he don't take a hint. He don't stop. You can't get a fly to stop buzzing around your head, man. Always trying to get what you got. Right? He's like, go away, go away. And they don't stop. They don't take a hint, man. And so I'm wondering, hey, is Maine one of those states that makes it that where it's not legal to, like, write in your candidate? It's like, maybe that's what will happen in Maine. Oh, be like, you know what?
Maybe that's exactly what needs to happen. You know, what Colorado was going to do, and the legislature knew they had them at that point, was they were going to forego the primary and go to a caucus. You can't stop the caucus, right? Mm-hmm. Just like they do in Iowa. So some of these states will work around that. Anyway, it's just, again, it's just amazing to me. These same people say they're for freedom. They're for liberty. I mean, this is a Newsom move, right? We're the freest state there is. However, you can't tell your child what to do after 12. However, you can't. I mean, you go through a whole list of things we're not allowed to do.
Yeah.
And they're talking about getting rid of natural gas.
Everything. Their whole worldview is just backwards. You know, they, not only is it backwards, they're hypocritical about it. It applies to you, but it doesn't apply to us. You know, you guys are the ones who need to change. I mean, you want to talk about people who are all about, you know, focusing on the splinter of somebody else's eye while ignoring the plank in theirs. Man, that's them all day. That's them all day. Oh, and which reminds me, just like you were talking about, you know, how these people are, they're so afraid, man. They talk about how much they just cherish the voting process and the right to vote and all this sort of stuff. Meanwhile, Democrats were the ones who actually denied black people the right to vote in the first place. But, you know, here they are. If they don't get what they want by the ballot, they'll sue the public for it. You know what I'm saying? And Joe, man, they are so reflective. They're so reflective of Pharaoh, man, with the Israelites in Egypt. You know, you know what Pharaoh was really afraid of? Even when the Israelites got, even as slaves, the Israelites were like really productive and actually were very powerful, right? They were really powerful in Egypt, even though they were slaves. And Pharaoh wasn't even afraid that with all their power, they would rise up against him. What Pharaoh was afraid of, and the Bible says this flat out, Pharaoh was afraid of them leaving. With all their power, it's like, dude, I'm not even worried about you taking over. I'm afraid of you leaving. And that's how Democrats are about black people. They're afraid of us leaving.
What a great match. No, you're right. I mean, if you think about what happened was they started to lose the black community, really started to use the black community when Trump first started running. I'm telling you that I had a couple of my black friends get really mad at me for kind of hailing Trump for doing this, which was when he said, you've been voting for them for 60 years. You have gotten nowhere. You've gotten no further ahead. You have to beg them for every right that you have and vote for me. What have you really got to lose? And so whether you like Trump or not, he had a point. You keep voting for the same people over and over and over again. Your situation has gotten absolutely no better.
That's right. That's right. And for Republican voters who get giddy about like people like waking up and, you know, coming to Trump's side, hey, you need to be happy about people like coming to the Lord more than you are happy about them coming to Trump, number one. And if you don't read the scriptures, we're going to get a repeat, because what happened when Israel left Egypt, when they figured out, say, okay, we need to get away from Egypt. Well, it wasn't even really freedom they were asking for. They just wanted the oppression to stop is really what they wanted. And when they got out there, they cursed Moses. They cursed their liberator and said, we want to go back to Egypt. So if y'all don't see the scriptures and don't get the heads up on how this stuff to be able to stand in the way of it, you just don't get a repeat of people saying, we're going to leave the Democrat Party and then go right back. Just like after the Civil War. Got freed from the Democrat Party. What happened? People went right back to the Democrat Party. Come on now.
And you know what? I have been talking to some of my Democrat friends, and I throw out little things like that I really thought everybody knew. Who got rid of 40 acres and a mule?
Democrats.
It was a Democrat. And I said, you understand, every right that you have, if you would... Republicans, conservatives have fought for that right over the years. Not the Democrats. The Democrats have always fought to flip the switch and take it away from you. For your own good, mind you.
Absolutely. You know, and we was just talking about this, discussing an article in the Zoloft, man, about, you know, how is it that, you know, Democrats have had this brand of being the party of the working class? You know, and I guess, you know, this is something that Republicans are trying to take on now or trying to rebrand themselves as, which would really be true, really. It took them long enough. But Democrats, so I remember when the Democrats, they were blue dog Democrats and they were the party of the working class. Like, Democrats ain't never been for the party of the working class. Ever. Pandering to the working class, you know, and then co-opting the unions is basically about as close as you're going to get. But the party of the working class? I don't think so.
No, not at all. I mean, look. I told you one of my daughter's old history books I found where it said the Democrats were the party of, you know, drunkards and degenerates, okay? and that's how they had been written about for years and years and years. And somehow they were able to flick the switch as to how they were perceived, I'll put it that way, right? And JFK may have done that. I don't know, maybe it was during his time that, you know, I remember he was referred to as that was the Camelot fit. We were at a time of Camelot, a young president, a young wife. What you saw as America at the time, right?
Yeah, yeah. I think, and I think in his case, man, he was kind of like a default Democrat. Maybe following his trajectory, he would have, you know, been like, you know what, I'm not sticking around for the Democrat Party, man. I'm switching over.
No, I tell you what, and then LBJ was the epitome of a current, if you would, Democrat, and him and Jimmy Carter. If people would really take the time to learn about LBJ, you know, Jimmy Carter and others like him, they would see how deep racism ran in the Democrat Party, and it's never gone away.
Nope, sure hasn't. You know.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Rock, paper, scissors, man. Rock, paper, scissors. No, the difference, they're not different. They're the same people. The strategy may be different. The way that they approach things, you know, is different. They're like chameleons, man. They change their stripes. They change their flags. You know, they're that's what they always do. They've been doing that. It cracks me up that people don't realize that the Democrats today are the same as the Democrats of the Confederacy. But you got people who think that, well, no, that was a different time. It's like, no, dude, they're still the flipping same. They're the same.
Well, you know, we hear over and over again that they create these problems that don't, or they find solutions for these problems that don't exist, and then they tell you about the problem. Okay, and you know, we have a local NAACP in my area, and it was so funny because I read an article that they wrote, that the head of the NAACP wrote a while back, is how much trouble we have here, and you know how the black community this and the black community that, and they're overlooked and they're not, and I'm sitting there thinking to myself, and I've got you know some of the same people I know up here, and you know, like the Sonia Schmitz of the world, she said, I'm black, I live here. What is he talking about? You know, what is he, this person who runs in, you know, Joe noticed that she throws out percentages instead of actual numbers. Because percentages, if you have one hate crime last year and you have one this year, that's 100% rise. We'll be back in a few minutes, people. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse
spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly, and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
No, he's showing the loyalty.
You live here? Yes. Well, maybe you know what a zombie is. When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
You gotta love the bass, man. Follow the bass. Joe Matinho, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GRILL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. And you do that by getting informed. And, you know, I always tell you, just because I have a mic doesn't mean I have a clue. It just means I have a mic, really. But I bring on the experts that do have a clue. They're in it. They're dealing with it on a daily basis. You laughing at me again? Alfonso Rachel joins us, as he does all the time, at least every week. And we lovingly refer to him as Zoe. He is the host of the Zoloft, the Anti-Funny Duddy Bible Study, and the Zopian Den. And those can be found and heard where, Zoe?
Oh, thanks, man. At bronzeserpentmedia.com. I guess I was letting out a jolly chuckle at the idea of me being an expert.
Well, yeah, if I have a mic, it makes me an expert, I guess. I don't know. At what? I have no clue.
Me being an expert, it's like, all right. I'm kind of like a jack of many trades and a master of none.
No, I've heard your music. You are an expert. I mean, you know, I always tell people, you and I have talked about this before. I know we're off on a tangent here, but, you know, Earth, Wind & Fire is one of my favorite bands. And the reason it is they have so much fun, right?
Yeah.
Even what's the bass player's name?
Verdeen White.
Oh. That guy is in a whole different, you know, he's in his own little musical heaven when he's playing the bass. Look at the look on his face. And he's just having a ball. And you don't even have to know what they're playing. You're just enjoying the music because they're having so much fun up there. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So, none of them are probably Democrats. No, I'm just kidding anyway.
Let's hope not.
So, I'm going through headlines today, and I come across this headline that says, a man who made billions out of death and killing dies at the age of 94. And I said, well, that's okay. I mean, this got to be a pretty nasty guy, right? And so I start reading it, and guess who it is? It's Gaston Glock. The Glock Gun Company.
Okay, yeah.
So, this is found on MSN anyway. They announced his death. He died at 94 years old. They don't, he revolutionized the gun industry, and they go through all this stuff. So he made it easier for you to kill people, is basically what they're saying here. And then they list all these mass shootings and the whole nine yards, like, good riddance to him, glad he's... And look at the difference in how you look at things. They'd rather us go back to a musket and a ball, right?
I guess so, which is funny, man, because, Democrats, that's what they think, that the Second Amendment, yeah, you're right. Just you'll go back to a musket and a ball. And the weird thing is, man, is that, okay, you talk about, liberals love to bring up the military-industrial complex, right? They love to bring that up. But despite being so hung up on this military-industrial complex, they can't imagine that the founding fathers couldn't perceive of weaponry beyond a flipping musket. It's like, you idiots, and I hate using the word idiot, I really do, but you do understand that in terms of warfare, innovation is a constant. You're always trying to upgrade weaponry. Of course the founding fathers could see beyond a musket. They knew that there was going to be escalations in what kind of weaponry that there was going to be used. So, but just to this nonsense of or Glock. Hey, why would they be against Glock? Does he make assault weapons? That's a rhetorical question. Because anything, an assault weapon. But
I think it was how easy he made the use of semi-automatic pistols.
For them to go kill people with? Because they're the ones who are going around doing the mass killing.
but you know what's funny? When they list the mass shootings, they don't list what political party the person belonged to. They list the guns that they used. This is...
Yeah.
See? This is perfect spin. This is them making the narrative the way they want it, isn't it?
And they'll start listing guns before they even know how the mass killing was done. What was that, man? It was in the past few years. Somebody went on a stabbing spree. I can't remember what college it was, man. He went off and started stabbing people. They called it a mass shooting.
To me, amazing. It just, they don't see their own foolishness. They don't see their own hypocrisy. Or, like I said, they're that evil. They do see it. They see that it's having an effect on people, and that's why they keep using it and stay with it.
Hey, well, Sonya was asking, she was asking you, do they know that they're doing evil? And that's like an age old question. It's like, man, do you really know that what you're doing is evil? Do they know? Do they care? Do they, that would be something to kind of clear up. It's like, do these people know that they're doing evil? I would posit.
They would say no. And they would tell you, the average evil one, they would tell you
that, oh, no, no. See, we know what's right. You're just too stupid to know what's right. So we have to do whatever we have to do to make sure that what we know is right happens.
Yeah, and the thing is that a person can know that they're doing evil, but at the same time, they think that by them doing evil, they're still doing something good because the person that they're doing evil to deserved it. Yeah. And this is why the Word of God says, do not repay evil with evil. You know, and vengeance is mine. Y'all be greedy with vengeance. Y'all don't know when to stop. God is like, you give that to me. But, I mean, I guess the answer to the question is like, yeah, these people, because they'll say the ends justify the means. It's okay to do this evil because even in doing their evil, they know that they're doing somebody a service. They're doing themselves a service, which is a good thing. Yeah.
You know, there was, I've been doing some articles, and you know, when you start searching for certain things, you start reading certain articles, if you hang out on them too long, you know, Google or whoever decides, oh, he must like this or she must like this because he's hanging out on this page too long. So I started doing, you know, reading these articles, you know, about single women, and a lot of single women as they're coming into an older age are starting to regret some of the decisions they made to stay single, not to have a family, you know, and tell me that isn't natural, right? You, the nurturing and wanting to have a family and the whole thing. You know, God has set it up that way. Oh, that's right, he doesn't exist. I forgot, sorry. But anyway, as I start to go down, so one of the stories you're talking about is a lot more older black women are alone. They have no kin. They didn't have family. So, you know, some of them had to take care of their moms and dads. And, you know, they had a career. And I'm going, okay. So between the unprecedented, you know, it's funny, these people talk about equality and equity all the time. You have an overproportionate amount of black kids being aborted, okay? We've been telling these women you need to get an education, you need to get out that workforce, you need to. You've turned them into this, and now what's happened is this recent article that I got talks about how this is they're kinless, and we need to find a way to rectify this. Go ahead, have some fun.
For real, man, the first thing to do is to seek the Lord for who he says he is. Don't go for whatever the actions of any local church, or especially, like, you know, a lot of times they love the black church. You're going to get into it. It's like, no, man, don't just get into the service. Get into the Word of God and figure out who the Lord is according to who he says he is according to his counsel. That's number one. All right. And then from there, let him build the integrity in you and get them eyes open so you see certain patterns and stop repeating them. Like, you know, whether it's your social patterns, whether it's your voting patterns, the things that you want to be able to learn in order to be of service to people so you can make a living for yourself. And then, of course, to be able to come into a person to be a companion who's equally yoked. And has these similar values by the Lord, so you can have a foundation to rebuild your life.
It's funny how people in you know, doing some counseling in the past with some guys, you know, they meet these women, they meet their guys wherever at a bar. They, you know, they meet them at these places where you're kind of not on your game, right? You're kind of clouded in the head or what have you. And then you marry this person because, you know, for 3 weekends straight you've had some great sex or whatever, and you find out you enjoy the same breakfast, whatever it is, and you get married, and then you get divorced, and what do they say? They say, well, yeah, obviously I'll never find anybody to marry because you know, there are no good guys left. God, you had 3 drinks with him, and you went home with him the same night you met him at the bar. I'm sorry. Men are animals. They're dogs. I don't know any other way to put it. But we've kind of pushed this kind of thing on people. It's okay.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll stigmatize this kind of scene and stuff like that, but while at the same time playing into it. And, yeah, it's, you know, who knows how long, you know, love can take and whatnot. But that right there is a good measure of, you know, there's a lack of restraint. And instant gratification, there seems to be a pattern there. And if you go into your marriage, and if you don't have that, if you haven't shown that kind of restraint, y'all gonna fight a lot, probably. There's gonna be some other issues, baggage. You've already started off with baggage. That's gonna take them to marriage and it's gonna go missing. So you gotta get the Lord to fix that.
You know what? I agree with you. You don't know how long it takes to actually fall in love with somebody, but, you know, love is not the only thing, as you know, in a marriage that you need. You truly need to have compatibility. You need to understand each other. You need to make sure, you know, that you don't have to win every argument or win every conversation, if you would, you know?
It's interesting. All right, quick, tell people where they can find your music and find the Anti-Fundamentalist Bible Study.
Thanks, man. BronzeSerpentMedia.com. Got the Zoloft, Zopium Dim, my music project, Sledge X. See you guys there.
Yes, you will. And check it out. Really, seriously, it's great stuff. Joe, I'm your host. Be back in a little bit.
Five.